ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Beis. Welcome back, everyone. We are now at the end of the sugya of whether a goy is koyne bekesef or a goy is koyne b'meshicha. Tomorrow brings a raya at the end and the bottom of daf Ayin Aleph and Beis from Minom Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Rabbi Yechanon. Then Noyach Nera Gapochus Mishavet Pruta. That if a goy steals pachos mishav pruta, he's chayiv misa. And if you say that mishicha is not koine, so why is he nerak? That's a gemara seichocha, that it must be that mishicha is koine. So firstly, just an akutim shat, that hare, here we're talking about gezel. Until now we're talking about a mekach. When a goy buys something from a Yisrael, is he koine mishicha or koine bekesef? Here the gemara is now talking about gzela. When a guy steals from a Yisrael, is he kind of a Mashiach or a kind of a Kesef? Hare, l'chare, by Gzela, how is it Shaykh Kesef? You can't hear it. When the whole concept of stealing is you're taking something against the person's will. So how is it Shaykh V'kinyan Kesef by Gzela? Therefore, we can prove that Mashiach is kind of. So it's Mashiach in the Gemara here, that even in a case when it's not Shaykh V'kinyan Kesef, still we have a machlekes whether Mashiach is kind of or not. That's Mashiach in the Gemara here. Tayson Lemais on Ayin Aleph and Aleph says not that way. There was not Shaykh Kinyan Kesef. Everyone holds that Mashiach is Koine. So what's Pshat in the Gemara here? So Tayson Lef Ayin Beis and Aleph asks the question. And Tayson says that here, that by Gezel, because it's be Surah Asali Yadei, so therefore Mashiach should not be Koine, Laman Damar, that Kesef is Koine. We explained Tayson's Pshat and Tayson in the last year. Just a regalacha, so charites means to say is that here really the kinyan should require kesef. Just, you don't want to give money because you're stealing it. But the mitad, the nigzal, he is not willing to give it to you unless you pay for it. So if it's a kinyan which the etzem should require kesef, therefore Mashiach is not koine. Akopan in the Gemara here is bringing a raya that Mashiach is koine by a goy, the fact that a goy is chayav and gezel. Now what's very interesting is that the Gemara proves this from a goy stealing pachos misha bepruta. We could have proved this from every Gezel Goy. How is a Goy ever Chayiv Misa? For his Gzela, Hare, it's if Mashiach is not Koine, how is a Goy Chayiv Misa? So Tesis here asks the question, why don't we prove from every Gezel? So Tesis says the following. Tesis says that from a regular Gzela, could be that La'ila Mashiach is not Koine. Because Mashiach is never a Kenyan. Just the reason the Goy is Chayiv Misa is because he made the Nigzal lose money. He took away something that was worth a pruta from the Nigzal. So it's true that it did not become the object of the Goy. The Goy was not koine it. Idea is gzela. But you don't need to be koine in order to be chayiv. As long as you are mechaser momoin to the other person, that's called a gzela. That's when there's a shava pruta. And who adin when a Goy steals from another Goy less than a shava pruta? Also, the Gemara cannot prove, says Tesis. Because goyim are makbid, they're not moichel, even unless in the Shabbat Pruta. So therefore, when goy A steals from goy B, even a lesson of Shabbat Pruta, but it's called that the goy hanigzal lost money, because he's makbid on pachos mishabbat Pruta. But when the goy steals from the Yisrael, and by Yisrael it's only considered Shavya, still considered Mamin. Only by a Pruta, less than a Pruta, he's not Makbid. So the guy that's stealing didn't gain any money. And the Yisrael that was stolen from, they didn't lose any money. So why could the guy, why is the guy Chayev? What did he do? If Mashiach is Koine, then the guy that stole made money. Because he stole a Pachos Mishav Pruta. And by the guy, that's called Kesef, that's valuable. But if Mashiach is not Koine, so being Gach, the guy wasn't Koine. Elam ani tzadi Yisrael. No, the Yisrael didn't lose out. So why is the guy Chayv? That was the Gemara's proof. And that the Gemara answers that the guy is Chayv mishum the tzar eli Yisrael. That it's true that he didn't make money, but the guy Yisrael didn't lose because it's tzar eli Yisrael. So that's enough of a reason to be Chayiv Misa. We could just mean I'll be this Gemara. A question, a very important. You said it's like a question in Bechlal and Geneva and Gzela. We're going to get to Maseches Baba Kama, but really the Ha'ara comes from over here. That's before in the Mishnah Baba Kama Dafayin Tes and in Ksubas Afamid Aleph, numerous places that a Ganev and a Gazla needs a Kinyan, needs a Maisa Kinyan. If he doesn't do a Maisa Kinyan, then he's not Chayv in all the Dinei Geneva and Gzela. By Yisrael, Yisrael that steals from a Yisrael. And if he didn't do a Maisa Kinyan, then he's not Chayv in Dinei Gzela. So the Chayra, if Mand Omer, then Midaraisa Mashiach is not Kainu, Rabbi Yechanan, which most Rishonim pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, and Midaraisa Yisrael is not Kainu with Mashiach, only with Kesef. So how is a Yisrael ever Chayv in Dinei Gzela? He did a Maisa Kinyan? No, it's not called a Maisa Kinyan. Kinyan is only be Mois, not be Mashiach. So it's not called a Maisa Kinyan Bechlal. So how do you ever have a Gzela? That you see in our Gemara. You see in our Gemara that also by Gzela, we need to have the Dine Kinyan like by a Mekach. So how do we ever have a Kinyan, the Mount Omer, that Mashiach is kind of? L'chir, you have to say, the Teretz Tzai says by us, that because you were Mechash to the other person money, even though you did not make a Maisa Kinyan, but because you're Mechash to the other person money, so that's called, that's enough to mechayv you in Gzela. But that's not so clear, alright? Who are L'chayra there in Baba Kama Tafayin Tes, that you need the Gedorim of a Kinyan B'Alma. Mashal, Taisa says there, that it's also be Paskin L'gabe Kinyonim, that a Mashiach to a Rishus HaRabim is not called a Mashiach to be Kaina. It's also L'gabe Gezel. It's not called a Mashiach to be mechayv in Gezel. Even though you made the person lose money, if you stole his chayfet and you brought it to the Rosh Hasharabim, even though you never managed to bring it home, but you made him lose money. So why are you... If mechayv is for making the person lose money, so then you don't need the dafka, the gedorim of a maisa kinyan. The pshat is that you need the chisar and you take it to Rosh Hasharabim. The reason that it's not called a maisa gzela is because you didn't take it for yourself. For the same reason that taking to Rosh Hasharabim is not called a Maisa Kinyan, Gabi Mekach, because you need to bring it to a place that's miyuchad to the Lekeach, that it's considered his place to a certain degree. So it's not called that he took it to himself. It's true that Gzela means to make the Baal lose money, but it's only that I made them lose money by taking it into my possession. If I stam make Abi the Mamun of the Baal, so I might be a Mazik, depending on how I did it. But I'm not a gazlin. The idea of a gazlin is that he takes the money of a bailim to himself. So you take it to Rosh Hasharabim, it's not called that you took the object to yourself. Just tell him you let the animal go for a walk. You did not take it to yourself. So the idea always of gzeil is to bring it to yourself. What's mavur, muchach marsugi, is that you don't need a maisa kinyan. Even though the maisa mashiach is not koine, by Yisrael, may Yisrael lefir b'yechanan, or by us, from a goy, the Mashiach is not koine. You don't need that it actually is called a Maisa Kinyan. Because a gazlan the Torah is machayevim, even though it's not called a Kinyan legabe mekach. As long as he did something to make the Baal lose out. But the definition of a Maisa Gzela is a type of Maisa which means that you're taking the object for yourself. That's what a Gzela is. So if you didn't take it for yourself, you just stop, let it go loose, that's not called Gzela. But once you took it for yourself, so that gufos of the Torah asher is in gzela. Even though you might not be kain it, but you need what would be a maisa kinyan. What would be a maisa kinyan, which means a maisa, which means taking it for yourself. Just that by Yisrael, midaraisa, the Torah was a mechadish that's called a maisa kinyan. But you still did an act of taking it for yourself. So a gazlin is there's someone who takes something for himself. Dafka in our sugya, do we need the Maisa Kinyan, like Taisa's Masbir? Here we need to be a Kinyan because the Nigzal didn't lose out on any money. So the only way I see it as being a Gzela is in the fact that the Gazan made money. So there I need it to be a Maisa Kinyan. Hashenkin by Yisrael, that's Yisrael Menor, the Yisrael Lashava Pruta, even though he didn't do a Kinyan, but because he did an act of taking for himself, that's called a Gzela. A couple of other points here on this din of gzela. Gemara says that when a guy steals from another guy, it's loinita and lehishavain. There's no din of hashava on this. So why is there no din of hashava? So Rashi by us says because the guy is because he's meichel and pachas mishavar pruta. Then mashman rashi, normally there is a din hashava. When a guy steals, he has to give it back. But here it's pachas mishavar pruta, so pashat, the person is the nigzal doesn't care. The nigzal, the yeshua doesn't care. That's why the guy does not need to give it back. It's also the opinion of Tezis by us. Tezis and Eruvin, that's Tamech Beis, is more mafarish. The whole Tezis by us is more clear than Tezis there, but also that's more than Tezis there. That's what Mashman Rashi by us. Rashi in other places says other things. What Tezis brings from Rashi is that the reason is that because of Kimei B'Derabim Inei, that it's true a goy be'etzem has a chiv hashava, but because the goy is chayiv misa, so the chiv misa that the goy has patters him from giving it back. He no longer needs to give it back because he's chayav misa for kimle b'derab minei. That's what Tezis brings b'shem Rashi. In Rashi, that's not so clear, but that's what that's Rashi b'yos is not clear. The Achorin of the Marshod, Maram, they say Tezis learned that from Rashi in Yevamis, from Rashi in Sanhedrin. And the reason is because of kimle b'derab minei. That's what Tezis brings from Rashi. And Tezis argues, Tezis says that it's not shaykh between kimle b'derab minei by a goy. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuva in Cheshemishra Timit Tzadi Aleph brought that in our sugya. It says it's telling the Machlokes in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis what the Makar the Bnei Noach Meretz Tshuva and Dinim. Is it learned out from the Manashir Yitzav as Bonav, or it's learned out from the pasuk of Nikra Balabayis El Elohim? And because the Ramon Tshuva Simin Yud says that there's an afkamina whether the Goyim are Meretz Tshuva and all the Dinim of Yisrael like Shomrim and Ezekin, or just general to set up Dinim. Some sefer says meilah nafkamina whether the din of kimle b'derab minei or not. If they're mitzvah in the dinim of Yisrael, so there's also a din of kimle b'derab minei. A third explanation in Rashi, what the reason of goyis lo nitan leishavain is in Rashi in Eruvin daf samech beis. Rashi there says because the hashava was only said by Yisrael and not said by goyim. That's Rashi there. Whole din of heishav sagzela shergozal was only said by Yisrael and not by goyim. So meila, there's no din of hashava when a goy steals. These two perushim in Rashi, either because of kimim b'derab minei, or because there's no din of hashava, so then it's not only by pachas mishavar pruta. Always, a goy that steals never has a din hashava. But that's what Rashi says there, which is very logical. There's no din of hashava that was said by goyim. If we hold that the goyim don't have all the din of chesh and mishpat as Yisrael. So hashava was not said by goyim. That's what Rashi says. But Tezis, however, argues. Tezis holds that even though the pasuk mefurish was the heishav esakzela was not said by goyim, but a goy b'yisoid is still mechuyiv in hashava. Where is this chiyuv hashava learned out from? So the Ravim in Chidushim Ayas says it's learned out from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav. Mikol eitz hagan toichel v'lo min hagezel shim gozal lo yochlenu el yachziroi v'lo kedei shelo yechotei niskar. That you can't take it. The chiyuv of gezel itself requires that you shouldn't take it, and when you take it, you have to give it back. That's the Ravid says. Akoponim, that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tesis. Rashi in Eruvin with Tesis, whether Goyim were or Mitzvah in Hashav. There are more points here that are Negea to Gnevin Gzela. I don't want to get too much off topic from Sechas Avodah Zara, but whoever's interested in the Tesis and the Fine Days, Lenita and Leishavain. There's a very important question from Rabbi Kiveger and the Ksais in Simin Shin and Aleph Sifkat and Gimel. Talk about this. Talk about the Tesis. And also in Rabbi Chonon and Kavit Shirim in Rabbi Basra's Simin Shin Ches. Okay, back to the Sugya Bayos. The Gemara goes on to say that a person tells his friend that if I sell this land, I'll sell it to you. And then he went and he sold it to somebody else. So Rav Yossi said the first person was Koine. First person is Koine. So Rashi says when he told the first person, Kanu miyode bekinyan. He made a kinyan sudr to be Koine. So the Ritva speaks out that he didn't tell him that I will sell it to you. That if I'll sell it, I will sell it to you. Rather, he sold it to him right now. If he told him that I will sell it to you, he made a kinyan right now to sell it to him later on. The Ritva says that's a kinyan varim. Kinyan varim, it's a kinyan to do something. So in Baba Basra Daf Gimel, the kinyan varim is not called a kinyan. You have to actually make a kinyan right now. So Elamai the Ritva says that he sold it right now. Al menas sheyirtzel amochrei. Right now he made him a maisa kinyan with a kinyan sudar, And if I decide at any point to sell the karka, then this should be a Maisa Kinyan right now. Also, the Ramban of Babasra Daf Gimel and the Sugi of Kinyan Varim, the Ramban brings our Gemara and he says that it must be that you made a Kinyan right now. The Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Vav brings this. He says, and also another reason why he has explained that it was a Kinyan right now, because if not, it would be an Asmachta. If I'll sell it, I'll sell it to you, that's an Asmachta. Asmachta Leikanya. Therefore, it has to be that they made the Kinyan right now. That's another topic, was it Asmachta? Kupana, the Beis Yosef brings two reasons why it has to be the Kinyan was done right now. Number one, because without that, it's a Kinyan for him, and also without that, it would be an Asmachta. The Gemara goes on to tell another story that he told him that he's selling it to him, that if I sell it, I'll sell it to you for 100. And then he went and he sold it to someone else for 120. So it was the second one is kind of not the first one, because hi, Zuzian Sinu. Meaning he really didn't want to sell it, but because he got offered so much money, that's why he sold it. So when he said to the first person, I'm going to sell it, he meant I'll sell it at the regular price. And that never came to fruition. Rather, what happened is something else happened. Someone offered more money. So that was not included in their tonight. And therefore, the second one is Kainan. The Ramban explains on the Lashon of the Gemara that Zuzi and Sinu, the money forced him, or money doesn't force him. The Ramban says that it means an oynes in the sense that normally an oynes means lo yhavele la suke adaite. You know, you never thought that you'd come to such a situation. Also over here, that lo yhavele la suke adaite. Really, it's thunder. In the Gemara and the Rishonim, the word oynes is used for two different meanings, and they're similar. One is an oynes when the person is actually physically forced to do something. That's one type of oynes. Another type of oynes is when a person is not forced, but just you didn't have to think about it. A person does something that Mar says in Shavuos that a person is boal ishtay shalei b'shas vesta, and then she's pierced a nida, so he's not chayv a karbon. Because it's an oynes. It's not an oynes. He's not forced to do it. But it means lehavli lasuki adaite. He never would think that she'll be paris neither right now. That's also called an oynes. So that's what Raman says in Pshat and Ar Gemara. That the zuzei and sinu means that the money brought me to a situation that I didn't think about beforehand. I thought only for 100. I never thought that someone would offer me extra money. So that I didn't think about, and therefore it's wasn't included in the original tonight. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that it's not only like a big difference of 100 and 120, but anything more than the price. I said 100. Someone else offers me 101. Also, that's called Zuzi and Tinu, and it's sold to the second one and not the first. The Ramban brings in the Ravid that if the Rishon is willing to give 120, so the Rishon is Koine, then you have to give it to the first one. And the Ramban says no. The whole mekach that he made with the first one was for 100. Anything more than 100, there wasn't a mekach. So now that he's offered more than 100, he's no longer meshubit to the first one. This was out of the dorim of the first mekach. So therefore, he could sell it to whoever he wants. Rosh Lamais also passes like the Ramban that he could sell it, that even if the first one wants to give more money, he could sell it to whoever he wants. Well, the halacha Lamaisa, this important thing to know, is that the Ramah in the Simin Reish Vav and Chashim Mishpat, Sif Aleph, the Ramah says, if the Moichir said that if I'm going to sell it, I'll only sell it to you, even if I find extra money, even if someone else offers me extra money, I will only sell it to you, so then even if someone else comes and offers him more money, so then it's sold to the first one and not to the second one. If you say that in Nusach. But in a normal case, when someone else, when you just tell someone that if I sell it, I'll sell it to you for 100, someone else comes and offers you more money, so you're allowed to sell it to the second one. So L'chayr, this says a very big nafkamina l'maisa from our sugya. If a person is selling an object, selling his house or selling his car, and someone comes and makes him an offer, and he agrees to the offer, and then very common shaila, and then a little while later, a few hours the next day, before he actually made the mekach with Reuven, with the first person who made the offer, comes along Shimon and makes an offer also, and it's a bigger, and it's an offer for more money. So, l'chayr we see in our sugya that you can sell it to Shimon. You can sell it to Shimon, there's no problem bechlal of that you made up with Reuven for a certain price. Because who's the ansinu? Now that you're offered more money, so that you didn't make up with Reuven only on the price that he offered for 90. Comes Shimon and offers you 100, so you can sell it to Shimon for 100. That's what you see in our sugya. Our sugya is talking about b'diavad, whether it's sold or not. But in Pashas Advarim, it's much even l'chatchila. So b'chla wasn't in the first deal that you had with the first person. Or that's what we could learn out of our sugya. However, there's a very big makom l'chalik. That our sugya is really referring to a person that's not planning on selling his land. Not planning on selling it. Just comes, someone comes along and says, I want to buy it. He says, you know, if I sell it, I'll sell it to you. So then comes along someone else and says, and offers him more money. So he says, wow, you know, I wasn't really planning on selling it. Even to the first guy, I wasn't planning on selling it. But this is just such a good offer. How could I pass up on such an offer? I made up with the first guy. No, because that's Zuzi Antinu. I made up with the first guy that for this price, because that's the actual price. And I wasn't really planning on selling it. But I got offered so much more money. So then that's never in the deal that I made with the first guy. However, when a person is looking to sell his house, and someone comes and makes you an offer, and you say that, okay, that sounds like a good offer, and I'll take it. So now you're planning on selling it to this guy. You're not that you're right now planning on selling it to this guy. So you made up with your Amira, but you made up that you're selling it to Reuven. So now comes along Shimon and says, offers you more. So it's true, if you would have known Shimon's offer, you wouldn't have made up with Reuven. When you made up with Reuven, you made up that you're planning on selling it to him. In the case of our Gemara, you weren't really planning on selling it to him. It just, if I sell it, I'll sell it to you. But then someone else comes and offers me your money, so then, you know, what do I say to the first guy? I wasn't planning on selling it to you, and I still wasn't. Just, I got such a good offer. And this is Uzi Antinu. It was, on the first offer. But here, I know that there are offers coming. I know there are offers, people have made me offers. They made lower offers. Q came and made a decent offer. So I was going to take it. I was really planning on taking it and selling it to you. So, here, Yesh Lodon, that you don't know this far of our Gemara. Now, Avada, in this case that I'm giving, which is a very common case, Avada, there, you didn't actually make a sale. You didn't sell it to him. You just spoke about it. But then there's a problem of Amira, of Hein Shecha Tzedek and Lav Shecha Tzedek. You get into other sugyas that once you make up with someone, it's not so easy to back out. In our sugya, you don't have a problem of Hein Tzedek and Lav Tzedek. Here, you push it, you weren't planning on selling the house. You said, if I plan on selling it for its regular price, then I'll sell it to you. Someone else comes and makes such a good offer, so you still weren't planning on selling the house for the regular price. So in our sugya, lochar tzmatzer even lechatchila. When a person is planning on selling his house, and he just gets a certain offer, in yesh lodin, whether you can learn out of the sugya to be makel, pashat dvarim, I would say there's a big makom lechalik. Now we come to the next sugya, which is really back to nyanim that are more connected to avodah zarah, din of yayin nesach, which is asur's benitzuk or not benitzuk, and nidin in the Gemara. So Mar brings down the din of Rav Huna that nitzuk and ketafer some mashke teifeach is a chibur l'inyan yayin nesach, even though it's not a chibur l'inyan tuma and taira, but l'inyan yayin nesach nitzuk is a chibur. That's the din of Rav Huna. Oh, sorry, of Rav Huna. Yes, of Rav Huna. And then comes the whole sugi in the Gemara dealing with the din of Rav Huna. Rise to Rav Huna. Rise against Rav Huna. See later, Machlokes Rishonim had a pasuk and like Rav Huna and not Rav Huna. We have here a chiddush that nitzik is a chibur. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. So now there are two cases that are brought down mainly two nafkaminas of the need of nitzik chibur. One, it's when you're pouring wine. That's the first one is a little bit the Gemara deals with. So when you're pouring wine from the kli of a good kli, a kosher wine, into wine that's yayin nesach. So the kli in the bottom is the goyitz kli. There, there's yayin nesach. And now you're pouring this wine. So because the yayin nesach is aser, so now also mamela, the wine on top also becomes aser. That's one nafkamina of the din of nitzik. We'll get back to that in a second. There's another nafkamina of the din of nitzik. Rishayim say. The thing more simple than the case of the Gemara is when a person is pouring wine, a Jew is pouring his own kosher wine, and then the guy touches the kiluach, the thing that's coming out, all the wine that's being poured while it's in midair. The guy sticks his hand out and he touches the bottom of the wine, that's why the wine touches his hand, but all the water, all the wine is connected. It's like kilu one heftz of wine, and then the guy touches the bottom. That case is easier to understand, the second case. Why is it that the guy should aser? Because here, if the chiddush is that it's, and we look at nitzuk as being a chibur, even though the gapi tumen taira It's not a chibur. It means mikra midarais alachayra. It's not a chibur. But midrabanan for yai nesach, we were machmir to look at all the wine as one chef. So we don't look at each drop of wine individually. Rather, I see the group of wine. It's all one long pouring of wine, all attached. So now the guy touched part of it, so it's kilu touched all of it, because all of it is a chibur. So now that the guy touched the chiluk of it, it's kilu his nagia was in the whole thing. So the middle of the whole thing is aser. That case is easier to understand. The once we were mechadish a nitzik is a chibur. So now the guy in the nagia of the guy in the chiluk of the nitzik and the chiluk of the wine is like a nagia in all of the wine. However, the other case we mentioned is difficult. The first case is what's the pshat that there all of the thing on top is aser. Hare, the there when you're pouring, so all of the wine is considered like it has a chibur. So all of it has a chibur. And now the part of the bottom is nesar. So also the part on the top is nesar. There, the whole yeser, even the part in the bottom is because there's a taroivas, it's mixed up with the wine of the guy. It's not that, there's no din. When a guy touches wine, so that's a chaloy's din, that the guy makes in the wine, and the wine that he touches, he asers it. He asers it b'din yai nesach. But kosher wine that gets mixed up with yai nesach is only also because of the taroivas. Really, the kosher wine is still mutter. Just, it's mixed up with wine that's yai nesach. So we don't know which is the wine that's yai nesach. We don't know which is the wine that's really kosher. So Mela, we have to answer everything. We didn't suffer, because the wine that I'm, even if I pour out some of the wine into a cup, so some of the wine is mutter, some of it is aser, because we don't know which is which, so we aser. But there's no chalois din that the yai nesach makes on the another wine. Just it's the yai nesach is yai nesach, other wine is kosher wine. Just me who doesn't know, and it's all mixed up, so I have to treat all of it as being aser. So here, how does Nitzach Chibur going to aser? Nitzach Chibur says that it's all one thing. But the Taroivas still only happened b'fayel, only practically happened on the wine that's in the bottom. The wine that hit the part of the kosher wine that hit the wine in the bottom, that part is mixed up with the yayin nesach. But I can see, if I could take a picture of what's going on right now, I know that all the wine that's on the top is not mixed up with the wine in the bottom. The wine that didn't yet hit the yayin nesach, that wine is not actually mixed up. So what aser is that wine? And that's what we're in our Gemara. That the din of Nitzach Chibur asers even in that case. So this is very difficult to understand. So the Rishonim are already bothered by this question, Baruch Hashem. We're not the first ones to be bothered by this. The Shibayle Aleket, Chelik Beis, and Hey, is Tameah. Why did they aser Nitzach? This is the question. Why did Chazal aser Nitzach in this case? In the case of Mishnah, in Perek Yud Beis, Mechol Asasures, Halach Yud, says that it's a Hilchus Abloy Taima. Chazal aser Nitzach, even though there's no reason why the Nitzach should be aser. The Ma'aril says that Meril and Shuvas Achadosh is Simin Nun Gimel. So if Ois Beis, Ma'aril says that when the guy touches all the kiluach, so then it's aser mishum chibur, like we said. When the case of the guy touches it, and it's all considered a chibur, so then it could be. We understand why it could be aser. So now they also asered when you're just pouring the wine, agav the case of when the guy touches. Meaning when there's no guy touching, there's no reason to aser. Just the wine is getting mixed up with one another. There's no real reason to aser. Just we asered nitzik of with pouring, agav the case that the guy touches it. Unless we find that the Or Chais Chaim, or Tenuchos Yayin Esach Simin Chav Beis, Isser Nitzoik, is Isser Kal V'Kolush. It's a very easy, very light Isser. V'ein L'Hachmer Boi El L'Hakil Bo B'Kol Inyan. You always have to look to be Mekel, an Isser of Nitzoik. I mean, Nitzoik is Usser, he baskets. Because it's an Isser Kal V'Kolush, so you have to look to be Mekel. So, okay, so we find that some numerous Rishonim seem to be bothered why it's aser. The only thing we found, concrete thing that we found as a gedder of the iser, was the gzeira atu negi of the guy. And when the guy aser touches, then it is aser. Therefore, mamelu we asered even in the case of pouring. Chara still needs a little bit more of a gedder. What exactly this iser of nitzik is? So we have an interesting kula in the Rishonim, and from here we'll see a little bit what the gedder is. The Rashba in Teres Abayis Rav Samech Beis and Beis, the Rashba says that the whole Isra of Nitzek is only if you're pouring into Yayin Nesech. Pouring into Yayin, which is Asr Bahana. So also the wine that I pour is also becomes Asr. But if I pour into wine, which is Asr Bishtiyah, like Stam Yenom, which is Asr Bishtiyah, and it's there is no Isra Hana, so then there's no din of Nitzek Chibur. That's the Rashba says. The Rashba says of Avert, because in the Gemara it says that it's Mashketoifeach, Nitzak and Ketafris in Mashketoifeach is not a Chibur L'tum and L'tayra, but it's a Chibur L'yayin Nesach. So says the Rashba, L'yayin Nesach Amru, L'stam Yenam Lo Amru. He only said the Isra of Yayin Nesach in the case when that wine is Asr Bahana. When the wine is Mutter B'shtiyah, they didn't say. So Rashba doesn't really help us so much in the Gedder, it just says as a Kula, that he only said it for Yayin Nesach, but not for Stam Yenam. However, the Ritva by us brings this din, Mishen the Ra'ah, same din as the Rashba, that it's only when the wine is Yayin Nesach, but by Stam Yena they did not say it. But however, the Ra'ah says a little bit more of a Hezber. That the only time they answered Nitzek, when you pour, in the case of pouring, the only time that we answer Nitzek by pouring, it says, is because Yayin Nesach asers b'mashu. Where it says later on in the Fayin Gimel and Beis, that Yayin Nesach asers its tarayves b'mashu. So because it answers even a little bit, so now once there's a little bit of wine mixed up, meaning there is a point when, at the connection point of the wine that's being poured from the upper kli to the wine in the bottom kli, the wine there is getting mixed up. So that could cause that a mashahu of the yain in the bottom is now mixed up with the whole chefs that's being poured. The whole kiluach, the whole pouring that's being done from the upper kli is mixed up with the mashu from the bottom kli. So here we can say that the mashu from the bottom kli answers the whole thing mishum safik. It's a real safik of a taroifes, because because they're connected. So not only does the bottom top go to the bottom, but also a little bit of the bottom is now mixed up with the part that's coming in. So I don't know where that is. So even though I stopped pouring right now, but maybe that mashu of Yayin Nesach got mixed up with what was being poured from the upper kli. That's why I asked it. Mashein kein, but Yayin that's not Asr Behano. Yayin that's not Yayin Nesach. Just Stam Yenom, which Asr B'shtia, there it only Asr as B'mashu. It does not Asr B'mashu. So then says Ra'ah. So then I'm okay. Then even if I'm Chishish, that there's a little bit of the Yayin Nesach mixed up with the wine on top, but I'm still not going to answer the wine on top because it doesn't answer b'mashu. So therefore I don't have any chashash. That's the opinion of the Ra'ah. Here we see from the Ra'ah the gedder of that they answered Yayin Nesach b'nitzayk. The gedder is that we look at the wine in the bottom that is meurav with all the wine on top. So when it asers b'mashu, so then it could aser. That's the opinion of the Ra'ah. Just what's negated from this halacha l'maisa, this machlekes, the what nowadays the place can say that all of our wine is only aser b'shtiyah, not aser b'hano, because the goyim by us are not menasech l'shem avodah zara. So all of our the isra still applies of yayin nesach and tam yenom, but only aser is b'shtiyah, not b'hano. The Shach, however, says that we still can still aser nitzuk even b'zman hazeh. Even though the Rishonim have told us that Yayin is Asr B'shtiyah, so there's no Isser of Nitzayk, only Yayin Nesach, but says the Shach, but that nowadays it really should be Asr Bahana. Meaning nowadays if a guy touches wine, so it's the type of maga which Chazal Asrd be Nitzayk. Just our goyim, none of the koyach the asr behanah, the only asr b'shtiyah. But because it's the type of taroives or type of negia which should asr, I gave a din of mikoyach the din of nitzik. So even though lemaisa doesn't asr behanah, it's still going to asr. L'chayr, what he means to say is that it's still a getter of yayin nesach. Just yayin nesach, which only asr is b'shtiyah, not asr is behanah. That the Rashba said that the Rashba is medayik in the Gemara. That the Isser of Nitzayk is only set on Yayin Nesach and not on other wine. This is called Yayin Nesach. Just Yayin Nesach, which doesn't have the koyach to Asher Bahana. So the Maaseh, it still applies the Isser of Nitzak. One other point here on Iker Geder of Nitzak Chibur is a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. That what becomes Asrei De Nitzak? The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis, Mecholos Asureis, Halach Yud Beis. Rambam says that if you pour Yayin Nesach, you pour kosher wine into Yayin Nesach, so says the Rambam, Hamari Yayin Lentech Kli Sheyesh Bo Yayin Akum, Nesach Kol HaYayin Shebekli HaEl Yoyin. Shari HaMud HaNitzak Mechaber Bein HaYayin Shebekli HaEl Yoyin Ubein HaYayin Shebekli HaTachtoin. So the Rambam says that everything becomes Asr, because the Amud, the pouring, the Kiluach is Asr because of Nitzak. That the Rambam says. So the Rambam is mashma. Stimus Rambam is mashma that the iser of the kliat, there isn't the kliat tachtoin. It also applies to the kliat elyoin. That's mash stimus of the Rambam. And the Rambam, it says on the Rambam that no, that Amar Avram, ani oimer b'shtia. I say this, that the wine in the kliat elyoin is only usher b'shtia. Not like the Rambam, who's mashma that it's usher b'hano. So this is the opinion of the Rambam here in Asagais, and also the Rambam in his sefer. There's a sefer on Isra Veheter called Sefer Tamim Deyim. The Rav also there says that more barichos. The Rav says that the Isser of Nitzak only asers b'shtia and not asers b'hano. So what's the pshat? So the Rav, the Lecha Mishnah here in his Masdir the Das Haravid in Asagas. When he said the Rav in his Tamim Deyim is Masdir himself his own shita this way that. The geder of the Isra of Nitzak is kilu atah reves between the wine on the bottom and the wine on top, like we saw from the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, therefore, that it's only asr applies to yain when there's yain nesach on the bottom, which asr is b'mashu. Rakopanim, the geder is a geder of atah reves. And the klal is that atah reves of yain kosher and yain nesach is only asr b'shtiyah and not asr b'hano. The Ravid holds is l'maisa that not only when the case of pouring, that only asr is b'shtiyah and not b'hano, even when the guy touches it, only asrs b'shtia and not b'hana. The reason is Rav holds that the negi of the guy is only misachis to what he touches. Only in that there's a negi. The rest of the wine, the Rav holds that it's only me'uriv with that wine. Therefore, it always has it's sort of the gedr of the isr according to the Rav is always the gedr of taroives. And therefore, it's asr b'shtia not b'hana. However, the Rambam holds that it's asr even b'hana. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Kuf Chavov asks on the Rambam that why is it more chomer than Taroivis of Yain B'Yain, Stam Yainim? We pass like Rosh Hashim Gamliel in the next daf, and that Rosh Hashim Gamliel holds, Yimachar Chuz Min Me'Yain Nesach Shaboy. And here the Rambam holds that everything's Asher Bahana. So the Prisha, Tzivkat and Yur, and the Lecha Mishnah, they say that fascinating you said in the Rambam. They say that this case is not like Nisariv Mamish, the Nitzak. Nitzak, even though it's not Nisariv, we look at it Kilu is Nisariv, because Israel is not as battle in the Heter. So then there's no Heter of to be Moicher Chutz Min Me'yai Nesach Shabbai. The whole thing that you could be Moicher Me'yai Nesach Shabbai is because really there's a bittel of the Israel to the Heter. Each one of them, the Israel is really battle to the Heter. Meikar Adin, just for Machmir to say that you can't drink it. So and you can't get enough from it. Therefore, you can sell it. But here, in the case of Nitzak, there's no real taroivus of the Isser and the Heter. So the Isser, the Nitzak is mechaber them in order to aser to say that the Elyon is shaykh to the Tachtoin in order to say that it's aser. But it can be. But the because they're not actually meuruv zed bezeh, so there's no Heter of bittel beruv. There's no Heter of bittel. So the kula of Rishon Gamliel of Chud Yimachar Chud Min Me'yai Nesach is because we can really look at it as being a bittel. But in this case of Nitzak, we have the Isser of the Taravis without the Heter of the Taravis. Therefore, you're stuck and you can't sell a Bichlal. That's what the Prisha and the Lecha Mishnah say. The Taz has a different halach in the Rambam. The Taz in Kuf Chavav, Tzivkat and Vav, says that the Gedr of the Chumr of Nitzak is that the din of the Kliya Tachlin is Chalam Elyon. That whatever din there is in the Kliya Tachtoin, that's also, you have to be noyig that din in the Kliya Elyon. So because the wine in the Kliya Tachtoin is Asher Bahano, so also the wine in the Kliya Elyon is Asher Bahano. That's the opinion of the Taz ones in the Rambam. So again, according to the Ravid, Ravid says that there's regular din of Tarevis, and everyone is only Asar B'Shtiyah. The Ravad, you could tell, Chutz Midmeyayin Nesach Shabbai. But the Rambam holds, that even the Elyon is Asar B'Hana. We also two drachim in that the Prisha and the Lecha Mishnah say that even though the Rambam agrees that it's a getter of Tarevis, but the Rambam holds that the Tarevis only works Lechumra, not Lekula. The Tarevis, because it's not a real Tarevis. We're makhmer to look at it like a Tarevis. So therefore we ask for the Kliya Elyon, but because L'maisa it's not a Me'uriv together with the Kliya Tachtoin, so I can't sell Chutz Midmeyayin Nesach Shabbai. Because the heter of being selling the Chutz Midmeyayin Nesach is because of Bittul. And the Taz says a different Malach in the Rambam, that the din of Nitzoik is to whatever din there is in the Kliya Tachtoin, we look at that din also in being Noig in the Kliya Elyon. That's the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid. Just to continue this, to conclude this point, is the opinion of Taisus and Amud Beis. Taisus there brings that if you're machmir for Nitzoik, so Taisus says, so when you pour, so the wine will, and the Kli Elyon will normally be mutter, because unless there's Taisus says if there's shishim in the Kli Elyon connected to the Kli Atachtoin, then the wine in the Kli Elyon is going to be mutter, because it's bottle. I mean, Taisus says it's a tarevis, and as long as there's shishim in the Kli Elyon more than the Kli Atachtoin, then the Kli Elyon stays mutter. However, Taisus says if the guy touches the nitzik as it's being poured, the guy touches it, then everything is aster in the Kli Elyon. So in this Taisus argued on the Ravid. So Taisus would be so it agrees to the Ravid that there's any bittul and it's regular Tarevis here. But Taisus says that that is machmir more than the Ravid, that when the guy touches, then we see that the negi of the guy is not only in that wine that he actually touched, in the drops that he touched, but the din of nitzik chibor is to look at all of the whole kiluach, the whole thing that's being poured, as one chefza. So the negi and the guy of whoever he touches is considered negi in the whole thing. This all is copy of Iker Din of Nitzak Chibur. Another point, Murin Amud Beis brings a raya to the din of the bottom of Amaral, top of Amud Beis brings a raya to the din that Nitzak Chibur is from our Mishnah. That here there's an Akeves Yayin, it's Aser. And Isra of Akeves Yayin, the Gemara understands is Midin Nitzak. The Gemara is Madcha, that is no raya. That it's not because of the Nitzak. Rather, Tani Rebchia Shepachastai Tzloi Chisai. So it's mamish inside. So then you don't need to command the din of nitzak chibur. So what's the isser of pachastoy tzlei chisay? So in the Ravid in Mavur, that it's a regular tarevis. The Ravid in his parish in Avodah Zarah, the Ravid says that yotzam in a yayin shavit tzlei chisay v'chozer l'mashpich. It left, they were so close, so it left the wine in the bottom and it went back to the mashpich, to the funnel. And therefore it's also because there's a tarevis of yayin nesach and other wine. It's not midin. It's pashut a tarifus. However, in Rashi it's mashma differently. Rashi says that the kavijan is malis loichisa ache pochas hayayin b'shulei mashpich shenischaber mamish yayin shebimashpich liyayin nesach. Rashi says now there's a real chibur between the wine in the bottom and the wine on top. It's mashma in Rashi that it's still midin chibur. The Gemara in the Havamina wanted to bring a raya to the Nitzik Chibur from the Mishnah. The Gemara held that all it was a Nitzik. The Gemara says, no, this is not a Nitzik. This is very, they're very close, mixed up with touching one another. This touching one another that in such close proximity, even if we'll argue with the Chiddush of Rav Huna, Lagabi Nitzik Chibur, but we'll agree that this type of Chibur is Yeh Chibur. So it's Taka Midin, Lefi Rashi, it's Masha, the Isser is Midin Chibur. Just we don't need to command that the Chiddush of Rav Huna of Nita Chibur. Here the Chibur is mitzad the wine in the kli is so close to that wine, so that's taka Chibur. So api this Rashi, we have this interesting shiloh you have to think about that Rashi is mavur lachara that the Isser is midin Chibur. Just here everyone agrees that it's a Chibur. We have a similar thing so on the Gemara on Amud Aleph. Gemara brought the mission in Mikvayis that Nizik and Katafris and Mashke Tevech is not a chibur letum and taira. And in that, Rav Huna said that liyai nesach it is a chibur. But it's mashin that even the one that argues on Rav Huna would agree that whatever is considered a chibur letum and taira is may also considered a chibur liyai nesach. So the mashal ashboiren, which is a chibur letum and taira, is also considered a chibur liyai nesach. even the ones that argue on Rav Huna, we should agree that Ashboiren is considered a chibur. We have certain chiburim that everyone agrees to Rav Huna. Ashboiren is one. Pachastay Tzloichisa, according to Rashi, is another. Certain cases, everyone agrees that we have wine which is Asar Mishum Chibur. So now Yesh Lis topic in the kula that we find in Nitzik, which we mentioned one kula earlier, that the Rashi and the Ra'as say that the whole thing of Nitzik Chibur is only for Yayin Nesach, not for wine which is Asar B'shtia. That's what they say. They say different Esbeirim in it, but that's the Chiddush Din that they say. That kula that we have is because Nitzik. Because Nitzik is not a real chibur. We're only machamir that Nitzik is a chibur, so we only set it for Yayin Nesach and not for other types of wine that's Asar. That's the Yisayid HaDavar, or no? We could say differently. That the kula that they have is a kula in the chiburim. Any wine which is only Asar midin chibur, not that there's a real taroives, so that type of wine is not Asar mikradin, that's a chumra to Asar a chibur. So if it's only a chumra to Asar a chibur, then when there's it's not Yayin Nesach, it's only Stam Yenom, so then we're not gonna ask him. You're showing the other nafkaminas of other kulas that apply to Nitzik. I can mention all of them right now. But there are kulas that apply to Nitzik. Are those kulas the kulas that apply they're because then Nitzik is not a real chibur? It's something lacking in Nitzik, or it's din klali in chiburim. And when we answer Yayin Nesach, we didn't chibur, so we didn't give it the full din of Yayin Nesach to answer the answer even wine as Asar B'shtia. So that's an interesting chakira that you have to think about in this sugya. Another point here in the Gemara, brings a raya that Nitzuk is Asar from the Braisa of Amara B'chavis Michavis Labar Kiluach Ayer Mitzvahs Chavis Lamata Asar. See that the Kiluach that comes out is Asar. So you see that Nitzuk is a chibur. Mar brings Tirgamar of Sheishas, Ba'akum Ma'ared Asi Mikoichai. And an akum that pours, so it's coming from his koyach, so it's Asher Mishum Koichai. And Mar says in the Hemshach that koyach of the goy, they only answered what the goy has poured out, but what's in the kli does not answer Mishum because of the din of koichai. So this is a very interesting gather, that the koyach of a goy is Asher's, but only what comes out, not Masha Gavoy. What's the difference between what comes out and what's inside? So the Sefer Ayosha of Rabbeinu Tam, Tzimin Tov Shin Yotes, explains that Loigazu al Koychay ala Ba'isa Yotes Shin Nikr by Koychay Shal Goy. Koychay of the Goy is a Chumra. So only when it's recognizable that it's the Koychay of the Goy, so then we assert. So when wine comes out of the Kli, then we see that his Koychay accomplished something. It was able to get the wine out of the Kli. So then it's Nikr by Koychay Shal Goy. But the wine in the kli, where it's loy nikar koychei shal goy, so that they did not answer. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam explains the difference between the wine inside and the wine outside. The Ravid in his Pirshan Avodah Zarah says a different explanation. Says that the reason they answered koychei was because of suffik nisuch. Even if the goy was not in the nasich, but it's considered a suffik, whether we treated it as kilu a suffik nisuch, that he's menasik for Avodah Zarah. So even though with koicha, even without nisuch mamish, but even with koicha itself, we asked it out because of the suffix of nisuch. So says the Ravid, only the guy is only menasech the things that come out of the kli, things that are still in the kli. Then he wasn't menasech for avodah zarah. When it's true the koich, his koich exists already in the wine in the kli that's being tilted and being poured, but the only thing that he would be menasech for avodah zarah is the wine that leaves the kli, the wine that's in the kli. So that he was not even asked for Avodah Zarah, and therefore we didn't ask for the din of Koyach the Akum. Another point here on the din of Koyach Akum, which asks is the din of Rav Sheishas. It only asks what's outside of the Kli, but not what's in the Kli. So Rashi and Mavur that we pass on like Rav Sheishas, pass on like the din of Rav Sheishas, that only the wine in the Kli is only wine out of the Kli is also not the wine in the Kli. Yet the Ma'is opinion of Rashi later on in the Sugya is that halacha is like Rav Huna, the nitzuk is a chibur. The nitzuk is a chibur, and the mela when you pour wine, when you pour wine into Yayin Nesach, or if the guy touches the wine, so all of the wine is asr. So the Rishonim have a stira in Rashi that if Rashi paskins that Nitzak is a chibur, so when it's a negay, the din of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says that what's inside of the kli is mutter. Hooray, Rav Sheshes was explaining the man d'omer that Nitzak is not a chibur. Nitzak is not a chibur, so then it's only after because choychay the of the guy. So it's only after what's outside, not what's inside. But la halacha that we hold that Nitzak is a chibur. So once the koyach of the goy answers what he's pouring out, mail also what's left inside is going to be also because of the din of Nitzak. So in the Ramban here says that Ramban and many Rishonim go out there. The Ramban that the word of Rashi is a kula that was said legabi koyach denachri. Mar says a koyach denachri is only also midrabanan. So even though we paskin that Nitzak is a chibur. But it wasn't, the chibur only, here we don't say the din of Nitzak chibur. Because the whole Isser of everyone goes out of the Kli, it's only midrabanan because of the din of Koyach, so therefore it was not said to Asher what's inside the Kli. That's what the Ramban says, but that's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosher in Toshin Yotetz says that no, that he has a different tariff than Rashi, that it's only Nagei at the din of Koyach Adin Ochri, the Mikhtav Ketufi. The guy is pouring, and then he cuts off the nitzik from the kli. So then, what's inside of the kli is mutter. But if it pours regularly, then we'll ask even what's inside the kli. Well, that's Rabbeinu Tam says. But he brings from Rabbeinu Yitzchak that even miktav ketufi won't help. Once we ask her because of koyche denochri, so the iser is the wine that goes out of the kli. The second that it leaves the kli, that wine is aser, and that's mechubber to all the wine that's inside the kli. So there's no heter of miktav ketufi. Heter miktav ketufi that the Gemara says is when you're pouring kosher wine into yayin nesach. So there the wine only becomes aser once it hits the kli on the bottom. So if it's miktav ketufi before you get to the kli on the bottom, so the nitzik is disconnected. From the thing that's being poured is disconnected from the kli on top, so then it doesn't answer. But in the case when we're answering because koyche dinachri, so it's answer as soon as it leaves the kli. So as soon as it leaves the kli, it's still connected to the wine in the kli. So it's haka answer. That's his taina. You have to know what Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam holds that miktav ketufi does work for koyche dinachri. That's all in this malach, but that's Rashi. But as we mentioned, the Ramban is a different malach in Rashi. The Ramban's malach in Rashi is that because Kheikha Dinachri is only midrabanan, so they weren't geyser on Nitzik. Kuponim, as we mentioned, the opinion of Rashi is, and Rashi and most Rishonim, is that we pass that Nitzik is a chibur, and Nitzik is aser. That's the opinion of Rashi and most Rishonim. Teis brings that Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds the Nitzak Einoi Chibur. Halach, we hold the Nitzak Einoi Chibur. So he says, we find many Gemaras, we had earlier on the Fine Aleph and Beis, and numerous Gemaras that said, Shema Mino Nitzak Chibur. And then the Gemara tried to be Marche Deraya. So we see that the Iker Shita LaHalacha is a Nitzak Einoi Chibur. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Taisa says that Mokum Hesed Gadol, Yishus Mechal Rabbeinu Tam. But it's Hefzer Katan, so it's Rei Lahachmir Kirashi that Nitzak is a Chibur. In Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Simin Kuf Chavav Sif Aleph, it's Paskins like Rashi and most Rishonim without not brought down Shitas Rabbeinu Tam Bechlal. We hold that Nitzak is a Chibur, and it's Aser. In all cases, we have to be Machmir that Nitzak is a Chibur. Another point in the Gemara is the Gemara brings that even Man Omer Nitzak ain't a Chibur, but in the case of Gishta and Bas Gishta, so it's Aser. Everyone agrees that in the case of Gishta and Bas Gishta, it's Aser. As the Gemara explains, because Kule Chamra Agishto Bas Gishta Garyer, all the wine comes is pulled out from the Gishta and Bas Gishta, and therefore it's Aser. So Teis on Daf Samech, Teis started in the Testament base, goes to Daf Samech. Teis explains that this Iser only applies when he put his hand on the Bas Gishta, and because that he's made that all the wine cannot come out. So then by allowing the wine to come out, so that's called that he caused mamish the whole thing to come out, and that's even more than a nitzik. But if you just touch the kiluach coming out, so it says that's not called a chibur to think to what's inside. That's what Taisa says there. That the zinah gishta and bas gishta is only when you stopped all the wine from coming out. However, Rashi says that you touch the reish on the kaleach. It's mashma that even if you didn't close it up, the fact you touch it when it was coming out is also a reason to answer the whole thing. So that's not clear. Why is that more chomer than regular nitzik? So the Rashi explains because it's kechavis arichta, but how does that lamaisa? It's scharis only a nitzik. So in the Piskei Rid, he explains that here it's more than regular nitzik. Why? Shereayayin oila me'elav atchulei achavis. The wine comes on its own from the bottom of the chavis. V'nimshach al yado l'kli hasheni. And then we'll go to the other kli. It's like you're touching the wine in the chavis, because it's like one big chavis. Nitzik, only the wine that's next to you is mechuber to this wine. That he says by nitzik, you have to keep constantly putting on force in order to make the wine come out. Therefore, the wine that's still in the bottom of the kli ha'elyon is not connected to the wine that's coming out. As ein kein by gishta and bas gishta, because all the wine is flowing out on its own, so therefore it no longer requires any force, or never really required any force to make it come out. So. So therefore, it's considered that it's all one big chavis, and it's like a negiya bekulei. That's the hard of pshat and Rashi. That's where Rashi calls it all like one chavis. Last point here in the sugya is this the din of kanishkinin, which is a straw. Rashi explains that there's a barrel with many straws, and you can drink out of different straws. So the Yisrael drinks out of one straw, and the goy drinks out of the other straw. So before the Gemara, that it's mutter. Before the Gemara, that's no problem. So the Rishonim are bothered. Why is that necessary? Because of nitzik, right? When the guy is drinking out of his straw, so the what he's drinking is aser, and now that's connected to what the Yisrael is drinking. We didn't nitzik. So Teis Metzim brings from Rabbeinu Tam as this is a makar. Then nitzik ain't a chibur. Then that kanishkin in shari is a makar, and then nitzik ain't a chibur. That's the opinion of Teisus. However, in the Rid in Sefer wrote halacha sefer called Sefer Machria. So in the Sefer Machria and Simin Lamed Zayin, he explains the why that halacha. We hold that nitzok is yechibur. So the Rishonim couldn't hold the answer of Rabbeinu Tam. So what's taka hetra of kanishkinim? So says the Rid, but kanishkinim will shoyef umaitzitz umalayayin noifel v'yerid b'kli. By kanishkinim, if you're not constantly sucking and drinking the wine, so then the water will fall down. The wine will fall down. By gishta, that's called the chibur. Once you drink once, so all of the wine is going to keep on coming out. Hashem came by kanishkinin. You have to be constantly pulling up the wine in order to make an usher, so that's not called a nitzik. That's not called that the wine is actually connected. When you pour, so all the wine is coming out. And by gishtas, for sure, that the Gemara says, Kuli Alma agrees that gishtas is called a chibur. Because once you do one, all of it is al gishto ubas gishta samich. But here with this kanishkanin, so you have to constantly be sucking in order for the wine to come out, that's not called the chibur of nitzik. That's what he says. The Ran brings a different text between the Ravid and Tshuva. That Chiyamrin and the Nitzak Chibur, Hani Mili Maida Osi Bahu Pischa, O Bahu Barza. Avabhai Kanishkin in Maida Osi Bibarza de Israel, O Osi Bibarza de Akum. So that we find that Nitzak is a Chibur, is with things that come out from the same opening. Pour something from one opening, everything that comes out in that opening, that's called a Chibur. But in this case of kanishkinin, there are different things coming out of the Pesach, of the hole that the Yisrael drinks from, and the hole that the Goy drinks from. So because each one has their own Pesach of where the wine is coming out, so then there's no din of that's not called the chibur of nitzuk. That's what he says. Just one point that I said earlier, I want to make a correction, but the Ketzer Mishnah earlier that said that the din of nitzik is the hilchos of Balei Taima. He said the Ketzer Mishnah only said that by the din of pouring wine from a kli to a kli. Made a mistake. The Ketzer Mishnah said even the din that a goy asers when he touches the Nitzik, even in that, the Ketzav Mishnah says that it's Hilchos Sabalei Taima. I'd come for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.